Welcome to the Wisconsin Democracy Campaign's Big Money Podcast. It's Wednesday, March 2nd, and the Democracy Campaign issued a report today that shows powerful special interests backing most of Republican Governor Scott Walker's legislative proposals in the ongoing special session of the legislature contributed nearly $2 of every $3 in large campaign contributions that the governor and GOP legislators accepted in 2009 and most of 2010. The Democracy Campaign report highlights 7 bills introduced and considered by Walker and the GOP-controlled legislature in January and February, as well as the special interest groups that backed them and the amount of money the governor and legislators accepted in 2009 and most of 2010 from those powerful groups. With us to talk about the report is Democracy Campaign Executive Director Mike McCabe. Mike, can you walk us through some of the bills featured in the report and who supported some of these things and how much money flowed to the governor and legislators? It sounds like quite a bit.
Yeah, let me start with the last part first. We're talking about interest groups that supplied almost $15 million, over $14.8 million to Scott Walker for his campaign for governor. So they poured a huge amount of money into the effort to get Scott Walker elected. Then they provided nearly $7 million to legislators, Republican legislators who have been supporting these initiatives as well in the first few weeks of the legislative session. So here the session is just a few weeks old, and these interests that put almost $15 million behind Walker, $7 million behind Republican legislators who are his allies in the legislature, and they've been paid back, and then some. They've gotten their money back and then have profited even more just in the first few weeks of the session. Now, what we're talking about is 4 different corporate tax breaks that total together about $140 million. So, that's a pretty handsome return on investment. Then there's the legislation that makes it more difficult for people to sue businesses if they're harmed by a defective product. It makes those kinds of consumer lawsuits more challenging, more difficult to do. It's legislation that gives the governor veto power over state agency rules, gives him the ability to sort of single-handedly step in and block rules that he considers too onerous. Now that's a huge intrusion on the legislature's role to oversee state agency rules. The governor already has the ability to appoint the people who head those state agencies, and it's supposed to be the legislature's job as part of our system of checks and balances to then determine whether those rules are appropriate or not. And here the governor has gotten new authority that effectively gives him some veto power over that. And it's a huge intrusion on the separation of powers and the legislative branch's authority. So, it's a whole list of items that wealthy special interests have been pushing for. And a lot of these initiatives come straight out of the agendas of groups like Wisconsin Manufacturers and Commerce. These aren't ideas that have been cooked up by Scott Walker. He lifted them directly from the legislative agenda of WMC.
For his part, Governor Walker billed this as an emergency special session needed to jumpstart job creation, but critics have disputed whether much of this legislation will spur job creation. I mean, let's take the first example in your report. It's the tax exemption on health savings accounts, and it's a $48 million tax exemption, and I think the most special interest groups supported that one. How does that create jobs?
Well, it doesn't create jobs. It does help reward these big campaign donors, but it's not directly related to job creation at all. It helps advance a part of the political agenda of those in power currently, but it's not a job creation initiative. And I think when you look at this against the backdrop of the bigger drama that is playing out at the state capitol, the governor and his allies have said that this is all about balancing the budget and it's all about creating jobs. But what you see is that when you look more carefully at these proposals, it's really about stripping people of their rights to collectively bargain. It's really about rewarding big campaign contributors and punishing political opponents. This is all about campaign money. It's all about politics and power. And I think our report underscores that and really highlights the extent to which you're seeing a budget proposal put forward by Walker that calls for massive cuts in education, massive cuts in health care assistance for the poor and for the elderly. And yet, while this huge amount of sacrifice is being thrust upon ordinary folks, working folks, low-income people, and elderly people, here you've got a situation where we highlight a number of different legislative initiatives that have been pushed through that give lavish benefits to those who happen to supply tens of millions of dollars to get these people elected and put them in power. So only certain groups are being asked to sacrifice, and other major interests are not only not being asked to give up anything, they're being given more and more all the time. And they've already gotten a return on their investment that pays back everything that they put into the campaigns and then some. So that really shows, I think, to the extent to which what's playing out at the Capitol is about politics, it is about power, it is about campaign contributions and it ultimately is about punishing political opponents.
And a lot of these bills are benefits for what types of industries? I mean, we're looking at some of the 11 include what, insurance, construction, business?
It's a whole vast array of big business interests, the most powerful and wealthiest business interests. And it's really a remarkable cross-section of industry in this state. And it just so happens that those industries have been some of the most generous campaign contributors and supplied about $2 out of every $3 that Walker and his legislative allies raised to get elected in 2010. What they're doing is really paying back. They're big campaign donors. And then at the same time, they're turning around and saying, we're broke, and everybody else is going to have to sacrifice and sacrifice big time.
Okay. Well, thanks for your comments, Mike. For more details about these legislative proposals, the special interests that support them, and how much they have contributed to the governor and the legislature, please check out the March 2nd report on the Democracy Campaign's website. Thanks for listening.
Bye.